Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. There will be a time of distress, such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. We know the end of the story. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Daniel is an amazing book of the Bible. Can you think of some of its amazing stories? Maybe you think of the three men in the fiery furnace, or Daniel in the lion's den. Those two accounts are amazing and a bit scary. Just imagine, because you were a believer in the true God, the government could burn you to a crisp or feed you to lions in Daniel's day. As if that weren't enough, during Daniel's lifetime, King Nebuchadnezzar sent out a decree to kill all the wise men in Babylon because they couldn't tell Nebuchadnezzar what his dream meant. Soldiers came to Daniel's door to execute him. Thankfully, God told Daniel what the dream was and what it meant, so Daniel's life was spared. As if all that wasn't enough, while Daniel was serving in the government, he saw the mighty King Nebuchadnezzar go nuts. Nebuchadnezzar was so full of himself that God caused him to lose himself and his sanity. There was a time when Nebuchadnezzar even lived like an animal, grazing on grass. How worried would you be for your country if your president started munching on grass? As if all that wasn't enough, late in his life, Daniel lived through the invasion of the city of Babylon by the Medes and Persians. In one night, the Persian soldiers poured into the city, killing and capturing the Babylonians. Do you think living through that would have been scary? How does a person like Daniel keep going? But at the end of the book of Daniel, God gives Daniel several visions. Our Bible reading takes place toward the end of his last vision, and it tells the end of the story of the resurrection. God stepped into our world to battle with our enemy the only way he could, by taking it head on. Jesus went to the cross to die, but death couldn't hold him. He rose, and because of that, death cannot hold you either. You will rise from the dead. You will be one of those who sleep, but God will wake you up. You will be in perfect joy and happiness forever. Knowing the end of the story helped Daniel. It helps us too. Yes, life can be difficult, frustrating, scary, and sad, but it's not the end of the story. The end is living with God forever and ever, with no more pain or tears, only joy and happiness. That's the end of your story. We come before God in prayer. Dear Lord, let my eyes join the eyes of Daniel and see God in control at all times and in every way. Let the scary parts of this life fade away when I see your hand ruling for my good. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.